Exercise 4. Choosing the idiom. Page 142.
Honey, wake up. Come on.
What time is it?
It's almost 7 o'clock. You need to get ready for dinner.
I'm not hungry, Mom. Please let me sleep. I'm so wiped out.
But you'll never get over jet lag if you keep taking naps. Come on. Maybe you'll get a second wind after you have something to eat.
I doubt it. Please let me rest for a few more minutes.
Okay. Just a few minutes. Why don't you tell me about your plans? Dad told me that you might go back next year. And to tell you the truth, I want you to stay home and finish school here. We missed you so much when you were away.
I missed you too.
On your birthday, I almost hopped on a plane to visit you. I wanted to surprise you.
You should have come. I would have introduced you to all my friends.
Tell me about them now. I am all ears.
Now? I'm too tired. How can I even scratch the surface? There's so much to tell.
Well, you can start at the dinner table.
Dinner, dinner, dinner.
Aha! Now you're awake.
Please, let's just talk here. I don't want to get up. But you talk. Tell me about how you've been.
Well, you know, when you first left, it was so quiet around here. It hit home that you were really on your own. My baby had left the nest. It was hard at the beginning not having any kids around. One day I'd be fine, and the next day I'd be kind of sad. I guess I had my ups and downs. But over time I got better. Hey, your eyes are closing. Kate, don't go back to sleep.